In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship for this, the second Sunday of Advent. As you know, we're just online for our worship at the moment. We'll see what the 2nd of December brings. In the meantime, it's good for us to be together today. Just one notice from our church warden, James. That's to say that he has a supply of Advent candles available, 5 of them, I think, and a couple of books by our Bishop Nick, which are appropriate for the season, one for Advent, one for Christmas. If you're interested in either of those, do be in touch with him. Do send him a message and we'll find a way of getting them to you. Sorry, there is one other message, of course. It's our annual meeting on Tuesday evening, which is online. It has to be online, I'm afraid. 7:30 for the election of church wardens, and then we go through and do various other elections and just hear a little bit about the life of our parish over the last year and what a year it has been. So our worship continues by singing the first of our hymns, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart. Christ calls us to share the heavenly banquet of his love with all the saints in earth and heaven. Knowing our unworthiness and sin, let us ask from him both mercy and forgiveness. Lord God, we have sinned against you. We have done evil in your sight. We are sorry and repent. Have mercy on us according to your love. Wash away our wrongdoing and cleanse us from our sin. Renew a right spirit within us and restore us to the joy of your salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray that we may be strengthened by our communion with all the saints. Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son was revealed to destroy the works of the devil and to make us children of God and heirs to eternal life, grant that we, having this hope, may purify ourselves even as he is pure, that when he shall appear in power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is a reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labour pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep at night, and those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory to the highest heaven. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is as if a man going out on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Then one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, Master, you handed over me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master. Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. But the master replied, You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So took the talent from him and gave it to the one with the 10 talents. For all those who have, more will be given. For all those who have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As from the worthiness slave, thrown into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's a sad fact that most of us dwell far more on our failures than on our successes. It's a sad fact that if we receive 10 words of encouragement and 1 of discouragement, it will be the discouragement that we dwell on. It's a sad fact that we often find it far easier to complain than we do to give thanks. I wonder why it is. I cannot imagine that we would choose to focus on our failures or words of discouragement, but we often do. Perhaps it is simply because we are fragile, we are anxious to get things right and not be a failure, and wherever these messages have come from, they go deep within us. I suspect that we are all a bit more fragile than usual lately. A bit more tetchy and grumpy as we live through this time of uncertainty and change. Live through the times and seasons, as Paul in that first reading from the letter to the Thessalonians put it. And though the context is different, there is much for us to ponder in this reading, shot through as it is with a rich seam that reminded them, as it reminds us, about who we are. But before we turn to the detail, I think it's helpful to have just a little background to the letter. When it was written, the backdrop of all life for these early Christians was the second coming of Christ. The Christ whom we still believe will come again to judge the living and the dead, as the Nicene Creed puts it. And though we say these words, it's difficult for us to get a sense of how much the second coming framed everything for the first followers of Christ. It was thought at first that this second coming was imminent, and yet as time went on, it became apparent that this was not going to be the case. So they had to readjust and find their place in the world. And so this letter comes in the midst of their times and seasons to remind them that still the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, and yet to live now, not in darkness, but as children of light. In a way, they had been through a kind of trauma. Christ was not coming as they had hoped, and they had to discover who they were as a community for the long haul. They had to get on with living in the world with all its challenges, and central to that was, as the end of the reading reminds us, that they are to encourage one another and build up each other. We are in the midst of a trauma too, different maybe, but things will never quite be the same. And yet that calling to encourage and build up remains. As the days draw in, darkness is our companion at this time of year. The daylight hours are short and often damp and dreary. The feeling of the season is exacerbated by the times and seasons we are living through, a time of uncertainty, a time of fear. We do not know what the next few weeks and months will hold. And there is good grounds for hope, a new vaccine. There is still a way to go. So here again, some words from St. Paul. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for you are all children of light. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other. We are children of light, called to encourage and build up one another. It's so easy to just be one of the naysayers, to complain and chunter and find others to blame. This isn't an easy time for any of us. So much that we have taken for granted has changed. And though we all need a good moan every now and then, often with trusted friends, I know for myself how tetchy and grumpy and fragile I can be at the moment, how easy it would be for me just to complain, how I feel just a bit more defensive than usual if I receive a challenge or a criticism. But hopefully it's not just me, and some of what I've described sounds familiar to you. And if that's true, like me, hear again this reading, which is both a gift and a challenge. A gift in that it is a reading that reminds us we are a people of light, of faith, of love, and of hope, words that run through the reading. These are the words we cling on to at the moment, that we hold close to our hearts. Some of you, I know, light a candle as you watch this act of worship online. Some of you will have the words faith, hope, and love somewhere in your home, perhaps embroidered on a bookmark or something. And so today, hear those words again and let them deepen their meaning for you. Maybe take time to light a candle and remember and pray those words so central to who we are as a people. Faith, hope, love. And hear too some words from our archbishops written as this new lockdown began. They said, bearing in mind our primary vocation as the Church of Jesus Christ is to pray and to serve, we call upon the Church of England to make this month of lockdown a month of prayer. More than anything else, whatever the nation thinks, we know that we are in the faithful hands of the risen Christ, who knows our weakness, our tiredness, our struggles, and whose steadfast love endures forever. There's a gift in this reading and in those words, faith, hope, and love. But what of the challenge? Well, I think it lies in those words, therefore encourage one another and build up each other, as it asks us how we might do that. So many of you have been and continue to be so kind to each other as you ring or call and make sure someone has all that they need. But what about beyond our church family or neighbours whom we know? What about if you are someone who still goes shopping, the shop assistant who we walk past on the way to the spaghetti? What about the customer service advisor now working from home? How might we be encouragers of them? I know some of you have left gifts for refuse collectors recently, a lovely idea, an encouragement for them. So it doesn't take much for us to make someone's day, even in just a small way. And so the question is, how might we build someone up today or this week? And closer to home, what about those whom we are given to love and can so easily take for granted? How can we encourage them through this time? How can we build them up and they build us up in faith and hope and love? Whatever this looks like for you, let us, as Christ's people here, strive not to succumb to the easy path of discouragement and complaint, of blame and frustration, real though those feelings are. Rather, in whatever way we can, we pray that we may let the light of Christ guide us through these dark days as we seek to encourage one another and build up each other. Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us be still in our Father's presence and tell him what is on our hearts. Father, as we come together this morning, each in our own place, yet together in community, we pray for your church throughout the world, for the individual church communities and their clergy, for any who are afraid, for those who are vulnerable, for those who are affected by coronavirus. May we help and care for one another and know that you are with us all. We especially pray this morning for the Church of Ceylon, for the Right Reverend Dilaraj Ranjit Kanasabe, Bishop of Colombo, and the Right Reverend Kiyatisiri Fernando, Bishop of Kurunagala. In our own diocese, we pray for all who have chosen to arrange their weddings at this time, having to observe the current restrictions. May they have a happy day and live in love with your blessing. We pray for our own church of St. Mary at Whitkirk and give grateful thanks for our vicar, Matthew, for Lynn, our reader, and for all who play a part to ensure the worshipping life of our church continues during the pandemic, remembering especially Giles and our choir for their enhancing of our online worship. And this morning we pray for all charities who work for the welfare of animals during this difficult time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our parochial church council and our church wardens David and James as they prepare for our annual parochial church meeting, which takes place online this Tuesday. Give thanks for those who have given their time to prepare for this meeting, for Matthew and for Sue, our PCC secretary. Guide us, Lord, in the daily life of our church, and lead those who are considering becoming a member of the PCC or feel they have skills or talents to play a part in the day-to-day running of your church here at Whitkirk or in the wider deanery. Be among us, Lord, as we meet in your name, and we pray for the parochial church council, who will also meet on Wednesday. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, following our act of remembrance this past week for those who gave their lives in the armed forces, we bring to you our longing for a world of peace and integrity, a world of mutual respect and international understanding. We pray for all areas of the world where there is fighting, unrest and unresolved conflict, remembering especially Afghanistan, Libya and Yemen. We place in your hands the hate passed on from generation to generation, the thirst for power, the sense of injustice, the anger, the sorrow, that the Spirit of Jesus, the Prince of Peace, may filter through to increase love and understanding, respect and goodwill. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our families, friends and neighbours, thinking of those with whom we worship but cannot see this morning. And from our community, we pray for the residents of Cranwell's Vale. Alert us to the needs of those around us, and increase openness, friendship and understanding in all our relationships. And may our relationship with you and with each other be bound together with love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bring health and wholeness to those who are sick, particularly those who have succumbed to COVID-19. To those who suffer physical pain or mental anguish, to those overwhelmed with worries, grant them your inner peace, Lord. And we remember especially this morning George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Mavis Cross, Tony Cooper, and Martin Hatton. For all whose bodies, minds, or spirits are hurting, we ask you, Lord, to minister to them now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, Father, we commend those who have recently died, for we know that in your care they are safe. Daryl Yaff and Liz Hayes. And on the anniversary of their deaths, William Bond, Edith Rhodes, and Joyce Schofield. We give thanks and pray for those who cared for them and will miss their physical presence. Comfort them in their grief and surround them with your healing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In a moment of quiet, we hold before you this morning, Lord, the scientists and technicians who are involved in the development of a vaccine for COVID-19. We give thanks that they have come so far and ask for your guidance, Lord, that this may be safely brought to a point where it can be available to all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. With saints and martyrs through the ages, let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray. Holy God, holy and strong one, holy and mighty one, we rejoice in your presence. We live by your power. Keep us in your peace through Christ, the living Lord. Amen. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. You are my sons and daughters. This day I have begotten you. See what love the Father has given us. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. See what love the Father has given us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called the children of God. May Christ, who makes saints of sinners, who has transformed those we remember these days, raise and strengthen you that you may transform the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Glory to God, whose power at work among us can do infinitely more than all we can ask or conceive. To him be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus, for ever and ever. Amen.